Jerry, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
Well, I cried again yesterday afternoon. I cried like a little baby.
Oh.
It's my low tea.
What happened?
Well, it was a very powerful live stream yesterday on the NASA channel.
Oh.
As the astronauts of NASA's Artemis II mission, they entered the moon's gravitational sphere of influence. That's also what I call
even
like,
the moon's an influencer
yeah,
now?
Yeah, so that's
what?
Generally what I call like if we have like a live remote and people are around me.
Yeah.
It's the sphere of influence. Anyway, it took them up to the moon, about 4,000 miles off the surface, and then they went behind the moon, the dark side of the moon, where they lost contact for like 45 minutes. Man,
I watched it
the entire thing. I was like, where are they at? Come on, bring them back around. Let's go. Let's go.
Yeah, and then what happened when they landed? Did they get all that
Nobody
too?
Landed. They just went around it.
What do you mean nobody
They'll be
landed?
Back later to land.
They didn't even land on the
Katie,
moon.
Have you not been
out.
Following
this
for the past like
Come
month?
On.
They, what was
They're
this
just
whole thing
chilling
for?
Up there. They're
Why?
Surveying.
Why are they
They're
not
making
stopping?
Sure the lunar capsule works properly.
Why go all
and
that
then,
way
oh,
if you're
God's
not going to stop? Like, I just went 40 minutes out of my way and made sure I picked up pho because I was in the area.
Yeah,
okay. I'm not going to travel 40
well,
minutes
have
to get my favorite
up
pho.
There
you're
yet.
All the
or
way
a dollar store.
You're all the way up there and you don't
okay,
put your feet on the moon?
I thought about that as I was watching this
what?
And it's like how hard would that be
yes.
that you made that journey all the way up there and you can I mean you can look like you can reach out and touch the moon
exactly
and you're like damn we gotta zip around it and head home now
I would
know.
Be so mad
right
I would be so mad
I would
be
too.
Like no you put this thing down right now on that moon and I'm gonna
Don't
get
make
out
me land this.
With my moon boots
I gotta pee
and say a step for man like this is happening
a step for man and fuh everywhere
for mankind
but no I did cry because that is extraordinary it's
yeah.
powerful they have traveled the farthest from Earth than any other human
I
made me
like,
tear up.
Okay, that is very powerful
It's very powerful.
Stuff,
and
like,
then other things that they did up there, it's
yeah.
like if you try to place yourself where they're at and what they're doing, it's mind-boggling.
Massive.
It's massive,
but real talk, when are we going to stop at the moon? Like,
next,
when is that happening?
Next trip, I think, is the one where they're going to stop.
That's when they're going to get
they're
off.
We want
thing.
A moon base up there.
Okay.
So, yeah. Now, let me ask you this, because I was talking to Nick Nack about this. So those four people up there who are zipping past the moon and they can see every detail of it,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's like right there in front of them. And then they go on the backside and they're taking video and they're there and all that. When they get back to Earth, will they ever have another high like that
no.
ever again? Everything I would think when they get back here to Earth is going to be ho-hum and mediocre. Nothing will ever top that for them in their life.
Well,
right?
unless they get to go walk on the moon.
Unless, round two, yes.
If they are part of the group that gets to go back up and actually step onto it.
But for the rest of their life, if they're back down here on Earth.
Nothing will reach that.
Is that, yeah, I'm wondering if that is a good feeling or bad feeling for them, that nothing will ever top that. Like, they've reached the pinnacle. Because there's nothing back here on this goofy planet that's ever going to top that.
Yeah.
That you've been in space and you could reach out and touch the moon.
Yeah.
Nothing. Think about it.
I mean, finding a good bowl of
That's pho. Real talk, Katie.
Oh, yeah,
that's
it is.
Real
no,
talk.
It's real talk.
No
You're
birthday
right.
will ever amount to it. No
yeah.
wedding, I don't think, will ever amount to
Birth
it.
Birth of your child.
Vacation anywhere?
Yeah. No.
Oh, wow. Yay, we're going to the Bahamas. I've been to the moon.
Yeah. No, there's not a whole lot that would reach that mark, right? Yeah.
Now, for everybody else... Today is National Beer Day.
Okay.
Oh, heck yeah.
Yeah, so there you go. That's for
Something
everybody
Something you can
else.
All reach for and
everybody
grab.
Everybody else that was watching Prison Island last night and Love Bus and whatever.
What's wrong with that?
Cracking open a Natty Light.
Hey.
That's for the rest of you.
Don't hate.
While I'm over here thinking about the moon. Don't hate, participate.
Yeah.
That's really good. I'm going to hold on to this story about the iTunes artist. I'll play it for you later because
okay.
I talk too much about the moon. Do we have sports stuff?
We do, yeah, really quickly. On Sunday night, the Edmonton Oilers took on the Vegas Golden Knights. Do we care about that at all? No, but during the second period of that game, a woman in the stands went into labor.
Breaking news. We have word that someone has gone into labor here tonight. There's a baby being born on the seventh floor at Rogers Place as we speak, so someone's going to have a great story to tell. It would be nice to have the mother join us on After Hours to describe what's happened, but that could be asking a bit much.
Oh,
It is asking a bit much. The woman and the baby were, the baby was delivered happy and healthy. The woman is totally fine. They did not release the name of the woman or the child or anything like that. But what a story. You go to a hockey game and you have a baby?
A heck of a story. And if they want that woman on the broadcast after, all she's going to say is, don't touch me. Don't touch me. Yeah. Don't get away from me. Don't you dare touch me.
And if you're Katie, you want a massive pizza, right? Or something like that,
A whole pizza all to myself.
We had four people up at the moon yesterday.
Oh, that's a big deal, too. It's a big deal, too.
Hey, I'm sure the baby was a big deal for the lady, too.
I had a baby at a hockey game.
Come on. That's still something. Hey, just because
they were on the backside of the moon.
They didn't even touch it.
Just because you have a broken leg doesn't mean my broken pinky doesn't hurt, Jeremy. They all matter in their own way. Okay?
I think a leg would be worse.
All right. You know what else matters? Is Denver's top park. This is a big deal, okay?
Oh, God.
Okay,
we had four people at the moon.
And again, newsworthy in itself, but when you're
this
talking
is why
about
they don't want to come back.
The bracket that Denver Parks and Rec put out, because, you know, with March Madness going on, they're like, we want to have our own fun. So
this
they
is
took
fun.
All of the parks in
this
Denver.
This is what we're doing back on Earth.
And they pitted them against each other and had people on X vote. So I loved it, okay?
I know you do. You
so
like this
stuff. So voters narrowed down the favorites to City Park, Cheeseman Park, Wash Park, and Sloan's Lake Park.
Whoa.
So then it was narrowed down to the top two, and that was City Park and Wash Park.
Nuh-uh.
And guess who won?
Tell me right now. I gotta
Wash
know.
Park, where Josh had his picnic.
Wow.
Big championship.
Yay.
I love Wash Park.
I do. Like, Wash Park is beautiful.
Thank you. Wash Park deserves their flowers, too. And I love walking around it. I love all the events that they hold at Wash Park. Mm-hmm. That lake's pretty fun to look at. I would never get in it.
No, it's full of needles.
Exactly. It is still a beautiful park. And again, taking the top spot for Denver Parks and Rec.
What a beautiful
March
story.
Bracket. How about this one? Do you want to just get into Whataburger? Because that's a pretty big deal that reports say we're going to get one in Castle Rock.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah, so it still has to get approved, so this isn't 100% just yet. But if it does, it's going to mean it's making its way back to the Denver metro area for the first time since the 80s.
Yeah.
We haven't had a Whataburger in the Denver metro since then. And the company, so they bought some land near the outlets. So if they do approve it, that is where it's going to go. One more thing to clog up that traffic, right? Like, my goodness. Goodness, but no word
People
on
love
when
hamburgers.
They sure do. No word on when construction is going to start, but it will be open for 24 hours if it happens. So
Yay.
That's good.
Make that money.
A good look for down there in Castle Rock. All right, let's do one more here. Let's get the new Colorado Front Range passenger rail train. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, because they have a new name for it now. They voted on it, and the train that's going to be along the Front Range that's going to connect all of our cities, it's like 13 different stops, but they're going to call it the Colorado Connector, also known as CoCo. That is what the train's going to be called. It's going to go from Trinidad all the way up to Fort Collins, and it's going to stop along the way so people can get on
that's
and off
neat.
And just travel along
Why have I not heard about
the
this?
Front Range. Because it's been in the works for a long time, and they still have to get
I'm
funding
pretty tapped
for
into
it.
Train news.
Yeah, are you? Are you the train? The top guy with trains?
Yeah,
But
the
they
conductor.
Still, the funding and everything, they're still working all that out. So that's probably why you haven't heard the exact.
That's weird because I'm on all the train blogs and I've been in an email group and I'm on a Reddit page.
Are you?
That's weird. I haven't heard about that.
Well, you heard it here first, Jeremy. We're just breaking train news over here. So, but it is neat. News.
Back
is
that
neat.
Caboose up, girl.
Yeah, get it. Choo choo. So, all the way along the Front Range. I think it's a good look for us.
Real
you know?
Good look.
Yeah, there you go.
There's
one more.
Your hype?
Do you want another one? No.
Nah, I already stopped the music.
Then we're done.
We're
going to
play Shaboozy now. I can't take any more of this good news this morning.